A big part of why we wanted to gather everybody here today was to give you some of the facts so that you had answers to the propaganda that this government is giving you, and so that you can understand why this road to privatization of our system is not good. What's really out of control here is the Conservatives Party spending on campaigns and advertising to convince the public that they have been good guardians of the public system, but that Medicare just really doesn't work anymore. Both of these assertions are untrue. But with some of the slick advertising and the public relations campaigns that Natalie talked about, the Harris government hopes to convince us to give up one of our most treasured health care systems. Make no mistake, the Conservative Party's elections and advertising campaigns are funded by the same companies that want to privatize the Medicare system for their own profit. You don't have to go very far outside of these doors to realize what's happening here in Guelph, Wellington. There's a lack of family doctors. The figure varies, but somewhere around 20,000 of the members of our community don't have a family doctor. The renovations that were done to the general hospital are absolutely wonderful, and the building looks incredible. But if you walk through there, there is ward upon ward that is sitting empty because there's no nurses, there's no support staff, and there's no supplies. We've also seen the downgrading that's happened to St. Joe's. So in a response to the Ontario Health Coalition's call for people to get on board with this campaign, we formed a steering committee. And I just wanted to, I think this was very interesting. Back in November of 2001, when the poll that Natalie talked about that Evironix did, the poll categorized the support for Medicare looking for soft spots, and people are asked what pieces of the system can be privatized and are classified accordingly. Even so, the poll finds overwhelming support for public Medicare. This is the interesting part. The National Post runs a story stating that when it comes to Medicare, the vast majority of Canadians seem to be rampant socialists. The rampant socialists that we have here in Guelph, Wellington include concerned citizens, retirees, community organizations, the Guelph and District Labor Council, and the Guelph Wellington Coalition for Social Justice. This group of people got together on February 16th and formed a local steering committee. We've been getting a lot of support from those different groups, and I just wanted to read to you what was passed at the Guelph and District Labor Council, a resolution, and I challenge anybody in the room to, if you have any organization that you are part of, to take back the sort of the principle behind this resolution, and we need some funding for our own coalition that's going in here. This is the resolution that was unanimously passed. Whereas publicly funded one-tier accessible Medicare is a basic essential need for workers and their families, and whereas workers' wages do not have medical expenses included in their compensation, and the loss of publicly funded Medicare will result in significant financial burden to all workers, and whereas it is imperative that workers publicly oppose and defeat the privatization of our public sector, therefore be it resolved that the Guelph District Labor Council fully endorse and promote the Guelph Wellington Health Coalition and their campaign to save Medicare. Be it further resolved that the Guelph and District Labor Council donate $500 to the Guelph Wellington Health Coalition to help cover costs of the Save Medicare campaign that runs to May 15th, 2002. And be it further resolved that the Guelph and District Labor Council ensure that the Guelph Wellington Health Coalition campaign material, information, and petitions be distributed to all of our affiliates at Labor Council expense. Anybody who would like a copy of that anybody who would like a copy of that resolution to use in your own community groups to adapt to your groups, well, I would be delighted to share it with you. One of the most important things about the Guelph Wellington Health Coalition is that there's a place for everybody in this coalition, whether it be from that you can put a ribbon on your front door, or you can take ribbons and information and facts to your neighbors, whether you can help us staff the campaign office. There is a place for everyone, and everyone is needed in this fight. And I truly believe, in the words of Shirley Douglas, this is the fight of our life. And if we don't succeed in doing this, we have lost something for generations to come that is very, very tragic. And it's a Canada that I know that I don't particularly, I'm not particularly proud of. I would like to invite everybody to come to our campaign office. Part of the reason why that resolution was passed is because it is going to cost us money to get a campaign office, but we need a central location for everybody to be able to come and get the information to organize our door-to-door campaign, and to just have people there to be able to share with us what their horror stories are and what they faced in what's happening to our healthcare system. Our campaign office is going to be opening on Monday, April 8th at 7 p.m. and it's at 2729 McDonnell Street. And anybody who would like more information, there is a little invitation sitting on one of the desks, and George Kelly's phone number is there. So we encourage you all to come to that celebration. We will need people to help us with the door-to-door campaign, and we'll also need people to help us take resolutions to City Council and to any other partners that we can find to help promote the word of our campaign. So we encourage you to be involved in that part of it. The door-to-door campaign will run along with the provincial campaign from April 24th to May 15th. And information of that is available on the tables and will also be available at our campaign office.